November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right, that is me, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to Starnes Country. Is this Thanksgiving Eve Eve here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio? It is still rainy outside. I miss the sunshine. I can't remember the last time we saw the sun. Hopefully, the sun will be coming out soon. We're going to check in with Laura Huckabee on that. She is on sun lookout duty all this week. We're being told that tomorrow and then a Thanksgiving Day is actually going to be pretty awesome and pretty epic here in the Mid-South, and so we'll keep you updated there. Just a reminder, though, if you are out driving, it's going to be a little bit windy out there. So we are in the, we are expecting some brisk winds today. Also, before we get into the day, I want to give you a couple of big traffic alerts from a couple of our KWM traffic troopers. And I will tell you right now, there is a semi on fire. This is I-55 South at Bridgeport. That's over my neck of the woods. That's where the KWM towers are. There is a semi on fire. The right lane is blocked, 55 South at Bridgeport. So if you're coming into Memphis on the old bridge, be careful. Also, we are getting reports of a pretty major crash and backup. We understand that crash on I-240 North at Parkway. This is in Midtown, and the right shoulder is blocked. It is causing a pretty significant backup all the way to the interchange here with I-55. So be careful if you're driving in that area. All right, can we just talk about what happened last night? We had such a wonderful time feeding the troops and feeding the members of the Memphis Safe Task Force, and we've got a lot of people to thank, but a lot to celebrate as well. So, gosh, it was about maybe less than a week ago, we got a call from the White House, and they said, would you still be interested in feeding our troops? And we said, absolutely. Whatever we can do for law enforcement, we're going to do here on KWAM. And I said, piece of cake. And they said, well, you're going to need a lot of it because we got about 1,000 people we have to feed. And then night before last, well, a couple of nights ago, this was, what, Thursday or Friday, we got word that we would also be feeding the Attorney General as well as the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, Scott Turner, who's a great guy. Those of you who are from the Texas area know him very well. And not only that, the governor, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Bill Hagerty, Congressman David Kustoff, the Speaker of the House, Cameron Sexton, as well as our great U.S. Attorney, Mike Donovan, and the list goes on and on and on. So we had a lot of mouths to feed. So the first person I called was our good friend Jim LoSampio. He'll call it in just a little while, and we'll tell you about the incredible work his team did. All I can tell you is you better get to Dale's in South Haven early because there will be a line out the door. People were just raving about the food last night. And then we were looking for some sponsors because it cost a lot of money to feed that many mouths. And we were so honored. We had so many people reaching out at the last minute saying, we would love to donate. And I have to give a huge shout out. These are great American patriots because they fed these men and women that are not only putting their lives on the line, but they're doing it during Thanksgiving while all of us are going to be with our families. Many of these folks, and I met folks from all over America last night that are here as a part of the task force. And we just had a wonderful time. Jim and his team, Senator Brent Taylor, sponsored the event along with our dear friend Rachel Bells and Paul Boyle. And we just so appreciate that. We had members of the Republican Party of Shelby County coming out. And we all worked the food line. And I will say this, Cassie, I did not do a good job. As a matter of fact, I was not actually allowed to because I was putting way too much food on the plate for people. So, you know, we were like, they can come. We got you're just going to hold you, Todd. You pass the plates along. So I was the official plate passer alonger. That was my job last night. Had a great time. So I was positioned between Rachel Bells and Senator Blackburn, who's a pro at this. I mean, she was in charge of the coleslaw station and did a terrific job. So anyway, thank you so much. It was great to see Luke Symbol there last night, Rachel Wall, and her daughter, Kate, who actually works for Senator Blackburn and knows. Where's Cassie? Cassie, turn your microphone on. Kate knows Ben Dieter. They're like BFFs. They're in Washington, D.C. So we had to spill.
Wow.
I told her to spill the dirt. I want to know everything.
Tell us everything about Ben Dieter.
We want to know everything.
He got a haircut recently. What's going on with it?
He got rid of the power fro.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He did.
No way.
But we just had a wonderful time. And the Attorney General was incredibly gracious last night, by the way. And we all delivered very short remarks. And then we went down and we just started serving these folks because it really was about law enforcement last night. And we have a lot of photographs up on our social media feeds. I know a lot of our locals were posting photos as well that were there. But God bless them. You know who wasn't there last night? And let me just say this. Sheriff Floyd Bonner was there. The mayor, Lee Harris, well, we know he was AWOL. Mayor Paul Young was not there last night. Police Chief C.J. Davis, I did not see the police chief there last night. And that was disappointing because, again, last night was not about politics. Last night was about Memphis. It was about celebrating the fact that the crime rate is down by over 50% in this city. And it was really telling who was not there last night. Because if nothing, gathering, you know, 1,000 of our fellow countrymen in that giant room and saying, you know what? You know what's fascinating here is that we have a lot to be thankful for. We've got a lot to be thankful for. I want to play some audio here. This is Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, talking about the crime situation in Memphis. Cut number 4, please.
The people of Memphis deserve to be safe. Every American deserves to be safe, to go to the grocery store, to take their kids to school, to be able to go to church on a Sunday without fear. In 2024, Memphis had the highest violent crime rate, the highest in the entire country. Memphis's total crime rate was 344% higher than the national average. No longer. Thanks to the leadership of President Trump and our dedicated men and women in law enforcement, this surge in Memphis has dramatically dropped crime. The numbers tell the story themselves. They are undeniable. The last 56 days that we have had this surge, compared to the same 56-day time period a year ago, shows murder is down 48% in just 56 days, sexual assault down 49%, robbery down 61%, overall serious crime down 45% here in Memphis. We are reversing the trend. Since President Trump ordered federal law enforcement officers to surge Memphis, 121 children have been located and returned to safety. Those are 121 children who were reported missing and endangered. They have been recovered. More than 3,100 arrests have been made, including 327 known gang members, 501 firearms seized off the streets of Memphis. We have filed federal charges against approximately 150 people. Michael, is that right? 157. As of today, 157 federal charges have been filed. Tolerating crime is a choice. This administration chooses law and order and making America safe again. President Trump chooses to protect the good people of Memphis, every neighborhood, and every family. Unfortunately, the safety of our community has been compromised by some judges who continue to obstruct our efforts. I wish they are all watching this, and I hope they're seeing what we're doing here in Memphis. We will not coddle violent criminals at the expense of law-abiding citizens. We will use every legal means in our disposal to make America safe again and to keep Americans safe. In Memphis and in Washington, D.C., in every city across this country, our message is clear. If you're committing violent crimes, if you're committing any crime, we will find you, we will bring you to justice, and we will protect the law-abiding citizens in this country.
And that's exactly what's happening. And let me tell you something. I was had a great conversation with Senator Hagerty last night, and we were just talking about the economy here and how that is going to be one of the first things that we will see improve, aside from the fact that people aren't getting, you know, shot and the Peabody Ducks don't have to wear Kevlar anymore. We're going to start seeing things happen here in the Mid-South. And I'm telling you, my dream is that the Memphis skyline would rival that of Nashville or at Atlanta, and that we really would be this crown jewel once again. Memphis was one of the wealthiest cities in America at one time, and I really do believe that we're going to be able to get back to that point. All right, I want to go right to our Patriot Mobile food line. Oh, what the heck. Jim LoSapio. I was dreaming that I was serving food all last night. That was all I dreamed about.
I'll bet you have not. You have dreams about that. Going through the motions.
Wow, what a great night! And first of all, everybody was asking on our live stream this morning, what did you guys serve? And I was going to let you describe the incredible feast that you and your team prepared last night.
Well, we served chicken and dressing with our giblet gravy. We served our green beans, and we served slaw with fresh rolls for about 1,000 people.
And we have to give credit to Pepsi, because I understand they furnished all the beverages last night.
They sure did. They sure did. Pepsi's always a good sponsor of anything patriotic.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, but we so appreciate you. And people were just going on and on. I can't tell you how many times people come up and are like, okay, what restaurants does this guy have? Because we want to go.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. My staff enjoyed it. You know, it was awesome to see Governor Lee, Pam Bondi, Marsha Blackburn put on cook gloves and, you know, serve these agents and National Guard that are in town helping make Memphis better.
You know, Jim, when I called you a few days ago and we were like, can you feed 1,000 people in just like a few days? You're like, piece of cake, no problem.
Yeah, got to do it. Got to do it. Easy for us to pull off. And then, you know, we're so appreciative of everything that the national level folks have done for Memphis. I mean, Beale Street is a different street now because of everything that's gone on, and downtown for that matter.
And of course, you know that because you actually have businesses there on Beale Street.
Yes, sir. We see it. The minute the federal agents hit the street and we're walking around engaging with patrons, engaging with visitors on Beale Street, it changed the dynamic altogether. You know, they made sure that the folks on Beale Street were there to play for the right reasons. And, you know, it wasn't over the top, any type of over the top policing. It was just their presence, engaging with people. And letting them know they were there and they were safe.
You know, Jim, I was really enjoying the interactions. I know the Attorney General Pam Bondi came over and visited with you and your family, and she really was engaging last night.
It was incredible. You know, she took the time to drop to a knee and have a conversation with my 9-year-old daughter. You know, but you did, Todd. I got to tell you, you got me in a whole lot of trouble.
Uh-oh.
You did. You really did. You met my wife for the first time last night.
I did.
And we got home and she said, Jim, we need to hang out with this Todd a little more often. He throws a heck of a party.
Well, that was a lot of fun last night. And
it was a great time. It was a great time.
You know, Jim, we just so appreciate you and the great work that you guys do. We thank you for being sponsors here at KWAM. And, you know, we're all kind of in this together. And it's just so exciting to see. For me, it was exciting to see people having a good time, kicking back, and fellowshipping. And I got to tell you, I was impressed with some of our senators. You know, after they retire, you know, they may have a job waiting for them with Jim LaSapia.
Right. I'll tell you, Todd, one thing real quick that I picked up on. You know, I guess I would want to tell all your listeners this. When I was engaging with these federal agents, I thank them for everything they're doing in Memphis. And a lot of them seem shocked that they were actually being thanked. So, you know, I'd kind of encourage any listener that's out there, when you see these guys downtown or wherever they are in Memphis working, please go up to them and say thank you. It kind of made me feel last night like they weren't hearing a whole lot of that.
Well,
they've changed Memphis.
They have, and we're going to fix that problem. We can fix that problem, no doubt about it. Jim, we're going to let you go. We got to go to a break, but God bless you. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, that chicken and dressing, that was the bomb last night. Unbelievably delicious. All right, the great Jim LaSapia. And, that was Dale's world-famous chicken and dressing he served last night. So you want to get down there. But be sure to thank Jim. And as you heard him say, if you see National Guard troops, any federal agents out there, be sure to thank them for the great work they're doing. All right, let's check in. We want to get the very latest on those crashes. Here's Commander Chuck.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
And welcome back to Stearns Country. We are nice and toasty here at the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. I'm Todd Stearns. Hope you're doing well wherever you are. By the way, a lot of busyness out there on the roadways, so be very careful. I want to give you an update. Now we're understanding we're dealing with two big rig fires, one at I-240 West at Mill Branch. That's exit 24. And we understand that I-240 West is now backed up to Airways Boulevard. That's exit 23. So you're going to have a lot of stop-and-go traffic there, but not too much of a delay, about 10 minutes. And we appreciate that in the radio business because you get to hang out with us for 10 more minutes. Now, the situation over at I-55 South at Bridgeport Road, the right lane is blocked there because of a big rig fire. So we'll keep you updated on that situation as well, Commander Chuck, with all the details. All right. By the way, Scott Turner made a big announcement yesterday in Memphis. He was here to celebrate the Memphis Safe Task Force, and he is now launching a hotline to report illegal aliens and other criminals who might be lurking about in public housing, which is taxpayer-funded housing here in Memphis. Cut number two, please.
We do believe that public housing should be safe. We believe that, and that's our conviction. A safe community starts with safe housing. If the housing is safe, the community is safe. And we want to take good care of the most vulnerable people in our country. And that means making sure that residents in HUD-funded housing can live their lives in peace and security, free from the horrors of violent crime. That's why HUD today we're announcing a new HUD crime hotline to allow the residents of public housing to call the HUD office of the Inspector General, the OIG, to report criminals, illegal aliens, sex offenders, human traffickers, and those guilty of gang activity, drug distribution, and fraud. We're spearheading this hotline right here for the residents of Memphis, Tennessee. This crime hotline is the latest in a series of action HUD has taken to help the American cities and neighborhoods be safe, including of those who live in HUD-funded housing.
And again, the whole point of taxpayer-funded housing is not to be a permanent solution. It's to help you for those who need a helping hand to get back up on their feet. And unfortunately, as a result of Democrat policies, public housing has become generational now. And in many cases, under the Biden administration, your tax dollars went to fund housing for illegal aliens. And those days are now over. And I know it's a little bit of tough love here, but the reality is your tax dollars need to be going to support law-abiding American citizens, not the illegals. So yesterday, there were a lot of protesters out there, and I find it interesting that these protesters are basically, it looks like the bar scene at Star Wars, these folks, using their whistles, they've got the bullhorns, they're banging their bongos, and a lot of the ladies especially have the magenta hair, and they've got those, what do they call them, septum rings? Is that what they call them? Yeah, the nose rings. They're very weird. But anyway, the good news is I think the majority of Memphians actually enjoy having the National Guard in town. What say you, everybody? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is Starts Country, the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
All right, I have to give a shout out here to College of the Ozarks. I was over there a couple of weeks ago speaking on campus. What a great school and what great students. And we're going to try to get some College of the Ozarks interns over here at the Mighty 990. They sent us, Cassie, this is so nice. They sent us a fruitcake, a homemade fruitcake. Now, I'm just going to get real for a minute. I can't stand fruitcake.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it that much either, but I'm willing to try it.
Yes. Helen, this is exciting. But what's I'm going to try this one. And the reason why, everything that they do there is made by the students, and they have their own jellies and jams and fruit cake. So it's all made by students. And everything I've had there so far has been like mouthwatering. So delicious. So anyway, we get the and it's in a beautiful tin. And it says, thank you for supporting College of the Ozarks, where a tradition of hard work continues. This fruitcake was handcrafted by College of the Ozarks student Chloe. So, Chloe, thank you so much for the delicious fruitcake, and we are going to try it after the show. All right, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. Joe Garter is with us, host of the Real Estate. But Joe, I'm laughing because when I introduced Jim Lasapio, I said the Patriot Mobile food line, which was last night. So anyway, Joe, I hope are you doing well? Things going good for you?
Well, we're speaking right this second, we're getting some really key economic data coming over the feed, and so we've got more coming out that are going to determine the direction of our mortgage rate.
Well, I want to get to that in just a minute, but the way we do that, because you're brand new to KWAM and you launched your new show on Saturday and it was huge. Oh, I've never seen that many people at the KWAM studios, the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, which you can hear every Saturday at 11. But how did it go? Everything good? It sounded great from the radio. I was driving around town listening to it.
We are delighted to be at KWAM, Todd, and our whole group is delighted to be there. We showed up with breakfast, as you know, and we love all of your team over there. I'm telling you, it is just a breath of fresh air, Todd. Good job.
Well, we're excited about it, and you know, it was just that sort of family spirit, and I love, especially of weekends. You know, we have the Garden Show crew here. Your good buddies as well, Lance and Terry Walker, who you've known for years. So it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, people are always running around doing errands, moving about on Saturdays, and we want to make sure they have great local programming, and you delivered. And so, again, welcome to the radio.
Well, you guys do a great job doing with the local thing. And, you know, it is. It's like a big family, not only with the Garden Show, which we've known for years, and Lance and them, but our listeners.
That's it. And we love them, and they were very excited as well. So you got a lot of great feedback over on the socials. I want to drop in. I want to drop right into this because a lot of people are trying to figure out, okay, let's buy a home. I know this has been top of the mind awareness for the White House, especially among young people. So let's talk about this 50-year mortgage that the president hinted at. There were a lot of people that were smiling and a lot of people that look like their hindquarters got puckered, as they say.
Well, and both have their case. Both have a case. I actually worked late last night doing some real numbers, Todd, and on the 50-year compared to the 30-year. Now, here's the long and short of it. If the rate on the 50-year were the same as a mortgage rate on a 30-year, the 50-year mortgage would help a significant number of first-time home buyers that traditionally struggle with affordability. I think the fear is that the rate is going to be like a half a point or more higher than what the 30-year rate is. And when I ran through the numbers on that, it's not really that great of a deal if the rates are higher. Now, if the rates are the same, like I said, it is going to help some affordability. Now, I think there's some conversations going on that they're talking about maybe introducing an interest-only, like first 3 years, first 5 years, which would drop the payment. But, again, you're not building any equity there. The key is, if we can come up with a good rate for the 50-year and drop the payment, like on a $300,000 loan, drop it over $100 a month, that's going to get somebody approved that normally they'd have to have almost $300 more a month in income. And I'll tell you what, even $100 a month, Todd, on first-time home buyers that are struggling with affordability is huge. So keep the rate the same as 30, you're okay. If you don't, it's going to have some other nuances.
And Joe, is it one of these situations where maybe if they do lock into a 50-year loan, they might be able to refinance later and maybe switch to a shorter-term loan?
That's exactly right. And Todd, this is just me. I worked the numbers all the way out last night, and we still need to keep that rate close to what the 30-year rate is. And then, of course, once their income goes up and they get a little more wealth going there, they could always refinance out of it. And that is the key. And there's no prepayment penalty on these, so they should be able to do that. The 50-year mortgage is an attempt to help what we have is an affordability problem in this nation right now. And it's something that's trying to help that. But let me tell you a few other things that for our listeners out there. We don't have the 50-year mortgage yet, but here's what we do have. We have special products like Tennessee Housing Development Agency, first-time home buyers normally. There are some exceptions. They offer a below-market rate, Todd, that also helps affordability. But at the same time, the other hand, they're giving them down payment assistance. Big help for affordability issues. Number two, we're seeing more families doing gifts to help their kids get into homes and using inheritance money from grandparents, things like that. Family members co-signing, you know, they can co-sign and help that child qualify. And then as soon as that person gets their income up, refinance, take the parent off the loan, starter homes. And I see realtors helping first-time homebuyers a lot with this. They have big dreams. They want the big house.
Yeah.
They want the yard. But if you can buy a starter home, Todd, something that works for you for now, and then you build up the equity in that, sell that, use your down payment to launch into the bigger home. And there's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more for that. But here's, you know, the most important thing is that you get in the game, start investing in real estate if you can afford it and if you're going to be in the geographic area for at least 3 to 5 years.
Joe Garner is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is an incredible author. She is a licensed mortgage professional. You can hear her every Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990. By the way, she also has a terrific website, Joe Garner. That's jogarner.com, jogarner.com, and links to all of her social media platforms. And also, she's going to help you find the mortgage plan that, fits your life. You know, Joe, I wanted to bend your ear about this because I've heard that this is actually a clever thing to do. You know, some people are suggesting, oh, you need to buy like a triplex or a duplex or a quadplex, like a multi-unit home, and you can actually build income with that.
You know, I have a story. I have a bunch of Hall of Fame clients, but one of them, I tell her story all the time on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. She was young. And she said, Joe, I don't have a huge amount of money. My parents are going to help me a little bit. She said, but I want to travel around the world. And she had already gone to school up in a different state, and she had already been traveling. She said, but, you know, the problem is I can't afford to do that without having a second job. And if I have the second job, I don't have the time to travel. So what she did, Todd, was she got her agent to find her a multi-unit. It was like a 3 or 4 unit property, and it was already, the other units were already rented, and we figured out that if she lived in one of those units, she could get a government low down payment loan like FHA, and those other tenants would more than pay her house note. So the income from that allowed her to just work one job, still have the time and the money to travel. So brilliant young woman.
I love this. We had a kid I did a story on years ago at Fox. He wasn't allowed to talk about God at his graduation speech or whatever. And so anyway, we kept in touch over the years, and he went to Grand Canyon University, graduated. Joe Garner, that guy never spent money on anything. He bought his first little starter home right out of college, and he's a proud homeowner. I think at the age of, you know, 22, 23 years old.
Oh, my goodness. That is just so good. Well, you know, I get excited, Todd, to get to work with anybody. I feel like the milestone of buying a home is huge. So if there's any of your listeners, our listeners out there, Todd, who are interested in buying their first home, second, 30th home, or maybe they're looking at refinancing, that's the other thing right now. These credit card interest rates have gone into the 20s. I mean, it's just killing people. But refinancing to that, I would love to help them. And the best way, there's two ways to contact me, 901-482-0354, or just go to jogarner.com.
That's it. And you'll find all of Joe's contact information there. Get a copy of her book. Read the book, by the way. And be sure to follow her on her socials. Joe, we're going to leave it there, but congratulations. Welcome to KWAM, and we're excited you're a part of the family.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Todd. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Joe Garner, everybody, and that was a lot of fun. And I love it, especially when young people are getting out there and they're, you know, they've saved up their dollars and they're buying that very first property. And, yeah, get a starter home. And then you can grow. You don't need to start out with a McMansion, right? You got to start out small and build your way up. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. We're checking in with Commander Chuck. Also, Laura Huckabee standing by with a look at your Thanksgiving Day forecast. This is Stearns Country.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. 1 in 4 Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, by the way, we're going to be talking about the big Bellevue Baptist Church singing Christmas tree right around the corner, and this is going to be your exclusive place to win tickets. And I'm just telling you right now, you got to go. And if you've been in, like you said, Todd, well, we went 5 or 6 years ago. No. They do a different show, and it's always fun. It's incredibly family friendly, and you're going to want to bring the kids and the grandkids, and they do it up so well. They have photo stations so you can make memories, right? And that's what it's about, is making memories. You're going to be able to win tickets here on the Mighty 990. We're going to tell you more about that. Our good friend Mark Blair, who is the worship pastor there at Bellevue, is going to be joining us. And, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And although, also, by the way, we have a lot of churches and a lot of pastors that listen to the morning show. We try to keep our language, you know, in check as best we can. But sometimes, I just got to be honest here, Cassie, it gets a little, you know, you got to watch Cassie. She's from Jersey. Cassie, are you commenting on this? I don't think she is. Turn your microphone on, Cassie.
Oh, geez. Jersey mentioned. Here I am.
No, I'm just saying, you know, a lot of times when I was in New York, I realized that New Yorkers and people from New Jersey use curse language, curse words, kind of like we just say, how's it going today?
Yeah.
How you blanket doing?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
guys.
I mean, it's affectionate sometimes.
It's a term of, I didn't realize the F word could be a term of endearment.
Oh, yeah.
But it is. Who knew? And you guys also wave with one finger. I don't understand that. I never figured that one out.
Yeah.
By the way, Cassie, I have to bend your ear about this. So the New York Times did a big story on Memphis. They do this series, 36 hours in a city. And so they went to Memphis for 36 hours, and they offered up their analysis, and they recommended certain things. And I wanted to get your take on a couple of things. First of all, they recommended, if you're going to visit Memphis, do you recommend, this is who they, what they recommended you do. You need to go for bars and live music. You need to go to Ernestine and Hazel's, B.B.
Mm-hmm.
King's Blues Club, Lafayette's Music Room.
Yes.
Is it Bar DKDC? I've never heard of that one.
I'm not sure. I haven't been there, but that sounds really familiar.
And the King's Palace Cafe.
I haven't been to that one. I've been to most of the other ones, though.
Do you recommend, did they get this right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ernestine and Hazel's, that's on the haunted house tour, too.
Wait,
there's a lot of things going on in Memphis.
Are they haunted?
Well, it has a lot of history. It's actually one of the top rated in Southern Living. Ernestine and Hazel's.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, they also list restaurants and bakeries. And I'm curious, folks, to get your thoughts on this as well. But Cassie, they have The Lobbyist, which I have not been to. Have you been to The Lobbyist?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes to all.
the Beauty Shop.
I haven't been to that one.
Is that in Cooper Young? For some reason, I remember seeing it over. I passed by it, and I can't remember where. But anyway, that's also, it used to be an actual beauty salon that was responsible for Priscilla Presley's hairdo, the Beehive, which is why they call it the Beauty Shop. Cozy Corner for ribs. Makita's Homemade Butter Cookies. Yes, I have actually had those butter cookies.
Wow, that and sounds good.
It's a Memphis family, and they have great cookies. Here we go. Our favorite, Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Sunrise Memphis is on the list.
That's the best breakfast in Memphis.
It really is. Just
right
great.
Around the corner, too.
We walk over there.
Yep.
Literally. That's how we get our exercise.
Yeah.
Also, and this is interesting, one and only. And they say they have great ribs, but quite possibly the best turkey sandwich in Memphis.
Hmm.
I like One and Only, but I'm a, you know, look, I'm a commissary guy. I got to have my commissary.
I'm not really a turkey sandwich person, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not turkey. I know that puts me on the, people say I'm not American. They think I'm a communist because I don't like turkey.
Yeah, like the leftover turkey sandwich. The legendary turkey sandwich after Thanksgiving. I just can't get behind that.
I let that slip yesterday in the national show, and I'm getting hate mail from people. You're a communist. You hate Jesus,
yeah,
too.
I think a ham, but that's probably like a new.
Oh, thing, ham is good.
Thing.
Yeah. Shopping districts. They're saying Crosstown Concourse and Burke's Books. Okay, I actually like Burke's. It's nice, but it's small, and it's great. I like it. They've been around for 150 years. That's, wow, a lot of books. Crosstown Concourse. Have you been over to Crosstown?
I have. Yeah, that's in my area, the city.
So when I bought KWAM, we were originally going to relocate this. We were looking at that as a relocation for the station. But they had some sort of a deal worked out with, like, the public broadcasting. I think they just didn't want any conservatives moving into that neighborhood.
Right.
And I like the concept. They just need more stuff over there.
Yeah, there's only, like, one or two shops that I would really go in. But I will say it is really decorated for Christmas. There's a ton of lights, a really good photo op.
So it's worth it's worth going over. And
yeah,
they do some fun events. I think they had like a little dog festival or something. Or a pet festival. That was a lot of fun. They had a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's just something fun and quirky to do. So if you're in Lakeland or Arlington, you know, head over to Crosstown Concourse. And there's a lot of history there. Of course, that used to be the old Sears distribution center for the catalogs. Mm. So anyway, that's cool. Where to stay? The Memphian Hotel in Overland. Overton? They got it Overland Square. It's Overton Square. The Memphian Hotel, which is pretty cool. It's a little funky. Arrive Memphis. Is that over on, that's downtown. Arrive in the, off of South Main Street or in the South Main District, rather. The Moxie Memphis Downtown. Those are the hotels. Hmm.
So no Peabody?
No Peabody. Yeah. I was shocked.
Interesting.
And then they say the trolley. Is the trolley back up and running?
It is. Yeah, at least one of the lines. It's actually fun. I took my parents on that.
Is that right? Look, people love those trolleys. And it just seems to me from a tourist perspective, you want those trolleys running.
It's nostalgic. It's magical.
Mm. Speaking of magical, that music popped on by magic, and it means we've got to scoot out of here. It's been a great day. Thank you again to all of our great sponsors. Thank you for coming out last night to help feed the troops. We will see you back here at 11 o'clock for the Todd Stearns National Show. Armstrong and Getty coming up next. Have a great, safe morning, everybody.
We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut. Bored with the same takeout options, or eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small-batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.